Neil, the opportunity to get an interesting, diverse group of people together here from North America to have the conversation this morning yielded some interesting results.
Yeah, Cindy, I think the way that you've just phrased that question is one of the key deliverables or expectations that I have. You have this diverse network of professionals coming together, some who for the first time are meeting. Maybe you've heard about them, you've read about them or something. So I was excited to see the interaction that took place there amongst the professionals that were in the room. You know, the discussion on pollinators, the discussion on farm economics, I thought those were really good, timely discussions to have, and I really appreciated the engagement from everyone in the room that facilitated a really good conversation.
Well, I saw a lot of heads nodding up and down in agreement. You talked about a couple of the topics that came up. The economics, for example, is one that everybody's talking about now. How do you take a topic like that and address it and provide some answers at this meeting?
Well, that's the exciting part of having a discussion on a topic like that. There really isn't a single answer. And I know that when the subject was broached, well, I hope the expectation wasn't, oh, the guys from Bayer will be able to answer this question for us. So, but again, to hear those different perspectives of, if you think about it from a P&L perspective, here's where my money is invested as a grower. How best can I manage those line items so that I produce the bottom line result that I need in order to make sure that I'm successful? So, you know, whether it's cash rent, input costs, seed, chemistry, fertilizer, et cetera, you know, all relevant pieces of that discussion. But I think I mostly appreciated how it all came back to, you know, this is free will. Let the economics do what the economics are going to do. And if I'm a smart business person, I'll manage my business accordingly, and I'll produce a positive result. It might not be as great as it's just recently been, but I'm thinking 5, 8, 10 years down the road and taking decisions that will enable me to be successful during that time frame or over that time frame. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And talking about this diverse group of people brought here, for listeners, why has this diverse group of people been brought here?
A couple of reasons. The diversity piece, for me, I'm a big believer, and I can't recall where I first heard this, so I won't be able to give the speaker credit, but the message basically was when you have big challenges in front of you or big opportunities, a crowd of different perspectives always works best, right? You have all of these different perspectives digging from their individual experiences and treasure chests, and hopefully you pull all of that together and produce really a dynamic response. So for us, it was important to have those different perspectives here, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, so that, you know, someone you may have heard of or read about, you kind of get firsthand information from them that you can utilize either with your constituency, back at your farm, or whatever the case might be. So
the forum itself, and we've had a little bit of a forum already this morning, but the actual event will begin later this evening, tomorrow. What will be the, I guess, the purpose of that, and what do you hope that attendees will take away?
Well, I hope what attendees will take away is from, again, as an employee of Bayer Crop Science, an appreciation and an understanding of our commitment to agriculture on a global basis. So I think the panel discussions that we'll have here, again, this diverse audience that we brought in, we hope that will show with the attendees that we're thoroughly committed to success in agriculture, not just for ourselves, but obviously for everybody that benefits from the products that we bring to the marketplace. Liam Condon, our CEO, will be involved tomorrow, and I again would hope that, as you see from the CEO's perspective, you know, we're in this for the long haul, that cascades and translates into what you're going to see as you head back home and meet with your local either sales representative or, you know, the local Bayer representative who you work with.
What do you hope to learn from this?
Well, there are several people here that I have never met before, but again, I've read about them, I've heard of them. So to meet them firsthand and have these one-to-one conversations, that for me is going to be a phenomenal result. Several of our grower customers that are here, one of the things that I take most pride in is hearing from them, hey, your guy or gal, Tom Wells, who works with Norm Larson, a terrific sales representative, doing a great job for us. I mean, that just you know, kind of gets the hair on my the back of my neck standing. Sure. I think that's fantastic and great to hear. So to establish those relationships are going to be important as well. And ultimately what I hope happens is there are some things that we learn that we know that if we take those to heart and invest the time, talent, energy that we have within Bayer Crop Science, we can make a difference in what these folks who have come here, have invested their time and energy to be here, you know, we can produce a positive result and meet their expectations for their time here.